The Kalskag area will now operate under different rules from the rest of the federal waters of the Kuskokwim River during subsistence gillnet openings. For the remaining fishing season, openings along the Kalskag area will last 12 hours longer than the rest of the lower river. This extension will apply from just downstream of Lower Kalskag up to the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge boundary at Aniak, about 50 miles of the Kuskokwim River. Ken Stalnecker manages the federal refuge waters and made the decision on Tuesday in consultation with Kalskag fishermen and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
The arguments that were used were that the fishing opportunities up there as far as good locations and so forth are limited. The number of Chinook that you see in the lower river certainly have not gotten up to that section of the river yet.
Mike Savage lives in Lower Kalskag and represents the Middle River on the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. He had attended the management meeting via teleconference and supported the 12-hour extension.
I'm relieved because we wouldn't work as hard as we did the last period.
Savage described working the full 12 hours of the previous opener and ending with few fish.
I am happy we can take it a little more easier. Hopefully catch a little bit more fish.
Savage says fishing near Kalskag takes more time than in the rest of the lower river. Fishermen take turns drifting in the area's few eddies and spend a lot of time unsnagging nets from timber littering the river. And then they spend more time mending those nets. With this summer's high water, the eddies are smaller and the timber more abundant, further limiting fishing areas. Often, opinions are divided over fishing issues between different sections of the Kuskokwim, but Savage left the meeting feeling supported.
At the end there, I thanked them because it wasn't this upriver or downriver. It was trying to help each other out, and I guess that's what we're trying to do.
Ken Stalnecker with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says he's issuing a federal emergency order to authorize the extension. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.